The MadTech Podcast Special, focusing on the most important topics in AdTech and MarTech.
Hello and welcome to today's MadTech Podcast Special. I'm John Still, ExchangeWise Head of Content, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Kate Miller. Kate, you have a storied career in the media industries. To kick off with, tell us about yourself, tell us about your background and what you're up to.
Yes, so I've been around in the media industry now for about 14, 15 years. I started off in journalism, doing a degree up in Northumbria, where I really wanted to become a Sky Sports News presenter and be part of sort of broadcast media. And then when I found my feet in London and moved down, I got introduced to media sales, where I thought, right, this is where the money's at more. So got more involved with, started off in an insurance magazine. So part of the Haymarket company based in Leicester Square. So obviously at 21, I was like, wow, like living here is a lot more happening than there is up in Whitley Bay, where I'm originally from. So it was very exciting. And then from there, I then went on to being head of brand and digital at Hello Magazine. So that was like cross-platform. They didn't actually do programmatic advertising at the time. And with my previous sort of knowledge of being in at the insurance magazine and online and learning sort of the breakthrough of programmatic and everything coming through, I then took the reins and introduced sort of the PMP and programmatic guaranteed market to the team at Hello. They were obviously, Hello being quite a premium brand, it was a great company to work for, and obviously they wanted to sort of protect their brand. So started off introducing them all to like the trading desks and the network agencies in that sense to sort of set up trading deals. And then in between there, I've done sort of, you know, smaller ad tech companies, which was great to like, it was very, you know, forward thinking and fast pace. And then got a role at the Mail Metro Media, where I was digital lead across the national agencies. So across the independent and network, which was really good, and sort of dealt with the agencies, but then clients direct as well, which was interesting because you could see sort of the budget differences and, you know, what people were quite precious about in agency compared to the client direct. So it was quite a nice challenge to sort of, you know, work against them both and build my portfolio in that sense as well. And then recently was more introduced to CTV and social display. So I was at a role where I was heading up the UK and Ireland agencies for a social display company. Unfortunately, whilst there and on maternity leave, I got made redundant, which was a bit of a shock, but it was, you know, it's all, everything happens for a reason. And then we're here now. So I'm now ready to, you know, hit the ground running, get back to work and sort of start again and get back into the digital world, really.
Fantastic. Well, you've got so much, you know, so much experience in the industry and you've been in so many different places, some great names on the CV there as well, you know, Hello, Mail Metro Media. And, you know, across the digital sphere, I suppose we can do some predictions, a bit of future gazing today with your expertise. So what do you see as the major challenges that the industry is going to face across the next year?
So I definitely think that, you know, it's always said that, you know, print is dead, digital is growing. But I did notice that obviously the decline in traditional ad revenue. So I think that over time, there will be, you know, a lot of brands that might have to hold back on budgets. And this could be an issue for, you know, when they're planning their advertising. So I think they'll just need to diversify their revenue streams a bit more and maybe explore some like different models. I know obviously quite a few articles and sort of publishers now have to have subscriptions or pay-per-view to monetize their websites, which I think is obviously a great way to get that extra sort of, you know, loyalty from the audience and also for using their websites. I think another challenge, what I've sort of come across, is the misinformation and fake news that is sort of circulating around, you know, quite a few issues and topics around media at the minute and what's in the news. And it's so easy for us, you know, to look on Instagram, to look on Facebook and get targeted with these articles that, you know, aren't exactly the most trustworthy. So I think they're probably the challenges that I think we're facing in terms of the advertising and around that content. And then I think finally, another quite prominent sort of red flag would be like the intrusive advertising that's sort of on the publisher website. So I don't know about you, but when you go on a website and you sort of get these pop-ups and it's not monetized as well as what we've sort of seen in the past when there's not so many saturated with the advertisers. I think that would be another sort of challenge that we'll probably see in 2025 and ongoing, that there's just, you know, everyone wants to make money on their websites, everyone wants to have the big brands on there, but you don't want to sort of overload that in for the audience.
Yeah, I've heard, you know, people talking about 2025 as the year of quality, which I quite like, and I'm running with at the moment, actually, because yeah, exactly that. You know, we're seeing that premium publishers and are looking for quality advertisers, and bringing those together and making for the good of the user experience is going to be one of the most important things.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. And I think even while we work in this industry, and even it can be annoying for us, so never mind those who aren't used to sort of and don't know, you know, what programmatic advertising is. I know when I try and explain it to my parents, it's just mind blown at what we actually do as a job.
Exactly. So, I mean, you spoke a little bit about your knowledge of CTV, and that's an area that we're talking about an awful lot at the moment. It's one of the hottest topics, I think we can agree on. Where do you see the innovations there? What do you think is going to happen in CTV and maybe across the publishing industry as well?
Yeah, I think CTV platforms will sort of integrate more into shoppable kind of experiences. So, you know, what I said before with the pay-per-view and pay-per-click, I think where viewers can sort of click on the ads or like use voice commands to purchase items directly from the TV screen. This will probably, you know, allow brands to move directly from content to sort of conversion. And it just blurs the lines between entertainment and e-commerce sort of thing. And I think that is quite CTV is such an upcoming sort of topic as well, like you said. And I think sort of measuring the effectiveness of CTV ads will also require quite sophisticated cross-platform models. Just understanding this, you know, and the impact on the brand's campaigns that they run across multiple touch points, really. And then overall, that'll obviously provide better ROI measurement. I think that's sort of what the innovations around CTV will be like in the next couple of months.
Yeah, there's, you know, a lot going on, and it's growing as we become less dependent on linear, and linear kind of fades into the background. Are there any other big areas that you see are going to have major innovations over the next few months?
Yeah, so when I was having a little look, obviously with me being on maternity leave at the minute, it's still keeping up to date with what's going on, and you know what the media world's like, you know, every day it's changing. And I think with the digital out of home sector, it'll obviously increasingly adapt more programmatic advertising. And obviously it's one of the most effective ways of catching people's attention. And this will allow obviously for real-time ad targeting, and it can be based on location, you know, weather. I think it's so clever. And I think, you know, with the traffic patterns and everything and the behavior with nearby stores where people, you know, can be walking past somewhere. And I think that's something that will be definitely sort of something to look out for in 2025 and increasing. And I think I recently was reading that the Christmas sort of festive period spend was on a massive increase from last year. So I can't remember exactly, you know, the percentage, but I know that there is still revenue there for brands that they're spending on advertising. And it's obviously really, really making a big difference. And I think sort of the digital out of home space will increase as we sort of move into the 2025.
Yeah, I mean, I'm delighted that you've brought that up. I'm a fan of digital out of home and programmatic digital out of home. We've just done a big report with JC Deco that's on Exchange Wire. Oh. But it's such an interesting area. And it's so, it's creative, but there's new efficiencies. It's not just brand awareness anymore. It's more than that. So I'm glad you pinpointed that, because that would have been one of my dark horses for a big, for a big 2025. I think an area that's definitely not a dark horse for 2025 that we're going to have to talk about is AI. Mm-hmm. It's the rise and rise of AI and the, you know, the chat GPT models, LLMs. How do you see AI shaping up in 2025 and even more of a foundational level for the industry, I suppose? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think there's going to be, obviously, it's a hot topic at the minute. Like you said, ChatGPT is sort of such an in thing at the minute. And I think when I was sort of, you know, thinking about this question, I thought, you know, I think with the healthcare industry and sort of the decision making and, you know, the upcoming things that are being created and the research that's going into them, I think it's going to be heavily relying on sort of the AI and that input as well, because it frameworks sort of everything there. And I think by 2025, they'll be such more advanced and integrated into various different things within society and the industry. So, yeah, so I think it'll definitely sort of intersect with the human creativity and collaboration. And I think problem solving, like I mentioned, like with the healthcare industry, it's going to sort of hopefully be more focused on coming up with, you know, ideas around like how to cure things and how different sort of, yeah, just working together with different sectors. I'm trying to get to the point of, you know, healthcare, maybe automotive, and just helping sort of problem solve.
Yeah. And it's, you know, that's we're still yet to kind of to understand, I think, what it's going to do for the industry. Ad tech has used it for a long time in various ways. And we hear a lot about the big creative aspects and the efficiency aspects, but yeah, it can, you know, it's going to impact, like you say, different verticals on a really foundational level. And it'd be really interesting to see what, how ad tech and how the media industries really make the most of it. Do you see it having a big transformative change on publishing, given your background at Mail and Hello? Do you think newsrooms will be worried? Salespeople will be delighted? What do you think?
Yeah, I think definitely when it comes to sort of the content creation and the articles that are written, I think it is such a big sort of taboo at the minute to use it as a tool. So yeah, I think something like that would definitely help with the publishing side. And I think with the sales, even, you know, the presentations and putting together all of that to sort of put to the client or the brand itself, it'll just massively help increase.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes and whether we can move away from the buzzword and actually see something really foundational. Right, we're drawing a bit short on time, but I'm going to ask you on the spot, and I've already put my colours to the mast here, that 2025 is the year of quality. What do you think 2025 is going to be the year of, Kate?
So I think definitely sort of with virtual reality and immersive experiences is quite a hot topic. You've got all these virtual reality games online and the sort of headsets and everything. And I think that'll definitely be something that'll be a key focus going into 2025. And I also think sustainability. So when I was having a little think, I think, and it's an exciting topic, and I think it'll sort of, when it's content creation, they'll be wanting to be more sustainable, and there'll be obviously a demand for more high quality media production. And there'll be a push to sort of keep that sustainable and not, you know, everybody wants to sort of help now and how can we help? And I think we'll not want to spend as much money anymore because the budgets for like video shoots and film and photos. And so I think just having that key sense around sustainability will be a massive push for 2025.
Excellent. It would be really good to see that back on the agenda again. It has gone a little quiet, and we've been discussing a lot in the office about whether we're in the era of green hushing rather than, you know, boasting about green credentials. But yeah, I think you're right. It's still, you know, we're facing big targets by 2030, and it'd be really good to see it kind of ramped back up again in terms of people's efforts. That's brilliant. Thank you so much for joining me, Kate. It's been really good to chat.
No, thank you. That's been great. Great having me on. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Come back anytime. And yeah, best of luck with everything. And yes, thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the MadTech podcast next week.